Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In the last week, wow, there have been a lot of stories. Last 10 days, I guess, lots of stories about Virginia Military Institute, founded in 1839 here in Virginia. Long storied history. A lot of Richmond people have gone to VMI, and yet the Washington Post, and we had the author of the original story about systemic racism at VMI on the air, and I asked him to kind of articulate what he had discovered in his investigation of the school, and I was a little puzzled as to the reaction, the hostile reaction to the stories, at least, that he shared. Former Virginia Governor Doug Wilder has been through it all. In his lifetime in Richmond, he's a native Richmonder. He's the first African-American governor in the United States. He ran for office when it wasn't seen as even possible for a black man to be elected to anything. And he's with us this morning. You're hot about this. And I read your statement yesterday, or the transcript of your interview, and you seem to have very strong opinions. I'd like to understand where you are on this. What are your thoughts? Good morning to you, Governor Wilder.
Good morning, Don. Always good to be with you. And as you know, I will be happy to share my thoughts.
Yes, sir.
Well, first of all, it was shocking to me to see that this was being tolerated. And I say tolerated because it can't go on unless it is approved tacitly or otherwise, and that has been the case. What shocked me even further was when it was brought to the governor's attention, as clearly as anything could be brought. Mm-hmm. He said, well, guess what? I am going to have an investigation. It's like saying what they did when they had the investigation when he was supposedly in blackface. And he said, well, they're going to investigate, you know, whether it's really my hand in the cookie jar, because it might be somebody else's hand.
Right.
And so that doesn't make any sense to me. And I know as governor, there are so many things that you can do to stop this from happening. You don't need a commission. The people of Virginia have made you their commission. And that has not been the case in this instance.
May I interrupt you for just a second? Do you mind? What exactly have you learned, or would you write on a list of unacceptable behavior? Because honestly, the reporter from the Washington Post, if I remember correctly, he said that some African American students did not want to salute Stonewall Jackson, which is one of the traditions. I guess I can understand that emotionally, but I mean, is that the kind of thing that concerns you, or am I missing something here? Are people being dragged out of the bed and beaten in the middle of the night, or called the N-word, or what am I missing?
Surprisingly, you've missed the whole thing, John, because the whole thing is that there is racism at the VMI, period. And you won't dispute that. No one else disputes that. Consequently, whether it's a question of having to salute Stonewall Jackson, or whether it's having a classmate call you the kinds of things that you called and nothing happens to them. Mm-hmm. And the fact that, first, we are VMI. VMI could not exist without us. And by the us, you know who I mean.
The taxpayers of Virginia. Yes, sir.
So we don't have to debate that. If you are not going to obey the law, the VMI did not integrate until 1968.
This is 15 years almost after Brown versus Board of Education. VMI did not admit women. I had to fight for that to take place. I had to oppose what was taking place. My own attorney general supported the continuation of women not going there, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg sided with me in terms of saying, yes, that policy of separation of half of Virginia's population not being able to go to that school is not right. So the alarm bells have already been rung at VMI, and to the extent that Ralph Northam, who went to VMI, he knows exactly what has taken place at VMI and knows what takes place there now. You don't need a commission to do what had to be done. Now, as a result of my being as vocal as I have been, the superintendent is gone. I wonder why. Because the so-called investigation didn't call for him to go, did it?
No,
because the investigation hadn't even started. This is not Virginia, and Virginians don't support racism to the extent that it's been tolerated by this administration.
Did people contact you and say, my son or daughter have been abused here, or they feel physically threatened in a way that, you know, the first year at VMI, the rat year, as I understand it, I didn't go through it. I had family who did, but the first year is awful, and they tear you down and insult you and treat you like dirt. I am told everybody's treated that way. But again, to get into the details here, your understanding, your assertion is that black students are, and women, are specifically singled out for undue abuse beyond what a normal first-year rat would experience?
I think you have read what the people who are attending VCU say. First of all, the superintendent says nothing like that is going on. Hmm. Nothing like that is going on. Now, that's a lie. How can that be tolerated? Secondly, I don't have to go to VMI to know what's taking place. I don't have to put my hand in the fire to know that fire burns. Hmm. And to the extent that the history is there, the history of exclusion is there. The history of toleration is there. So the question now becomes, you tell me, John, what is this investigation that has been set forth to come up with? Who is charged with the responsibility of carrying out the laws of the Commonwealth as it relates to what takes place at VMI? That's the Board of Visitors. Oh, the superintendent leaving is one thing. The replacement of that entire board is something else. I appointed the first woman ever served on the board at VMI. My administration, I did this. When I was in the state Senate, it came to my attention that senators have the opportunity to appoint someone and nominate someone for a full four-year scholarship to go to VMI. I, as a state senator, appointed the first person of color to go to VMI. So I know all about VMI. No one need tell me about it. And so I know that the history has been there. I used to talk with previous superintendents there, John Mapp being one of them, and he understood what my position was, and I think he tried to do the best he could. There has been a retrenchment of racism.
So you think it's gone backwards?
Yes, it has gone backwards.
Okay.
I have said this. There are so many things that the governor can do. I know what a governor can do. Mm-hmm. Your funding, your opportunities to be involved with accreditation. There are so many things that the governor can do that a simple phone call, and I've done that. Look what I did at Virginia State University when the board was reacting to holding back the progress. Look what I did when I was a state senator to save Virginia State from being collapsed into Southside University, moving all of the agricultural aspects of it to VPI. I helped to save that. And so, no, I've been here for 100 years.
Yes, sir. Well, let me ask you this. If you were to draft a memorandum with the solutions to this problem, not that it falls on you to come up with the solutions, but what would you say needs to happen for VMI to survive? Or can I be blunt with you? Are you one of the people who seems to be advocating or at least floating the idea that the school be closed? I have heard that discussed, at least in the press.
No, I'm not one of those persons advocating that the school be closed, and I need not have any memorandum drafted for anything. I would call whomever I would appoint to the board to say, look, I'm not going to be the person that selects the chairmanship of the board. That's the responsibility of the people who are appointed. But if you're going to go on this board, these are the things that you're going to do. I don't want to decide for you anything, but fairness, equity, and the responsibility of understanding that you represent all of Virginia. If you can't serve in that regard, I'm going to be one of the first to ask that you be removed, and will remove. If you don't believe it, look at the record.
Do you think Governor Northam, with this intense attention that he's gotten and that the school has gotten in the last 10 days, that that's the kind of call he's making?
I have very, very little confidence in expressing any degree of reliability on anything that Governor Northam may or may not do.
I'm told that his chief of staff called, and that's why the superintendent resigned. So some people were very offended by that the governor didn't do it himself.
Well, the chief of staff is not the governor of Virginia. The chief of staff makes a lot of calls. You forget, when I called upon the governor of Virginia personally to intervene personally to decide why the Library of Virginia had not done anything close to finishing out my collection as governor.
Of your papers,
Kim
yes, Kane sir.
Kim Kane called and said, how can you guys talk about finishing mine when you haven't even started on Wilder's? Mm-hmm. Other governors came forth. Not this governor. He did not come forth.
So why do you think Ralph Northam, how has he survived so long as governor? You know, he doesn't come on WRVA anymore, and I mean, that's debatable whether he should talk to the conservative
audience.
He survived
because the leadership has not stepped forth for the people. That's the only reason he has survived. And I hear, John, you have no idea the numbers of people that contact me, not just from Richmond or Virginia, but from around the country, from around the world, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. Thank God somebody still recognizes the people. And so if I had to ask you, and I know this might put you on the spot, can you name me a leader in Virginia who has asked Governor Northam to do the right thing in any numbers of particulars? Who name that person?
They seem very cowed to him.
Didn't ask you what they see him like, John. Name that person.
Right.
You can't do it, can you?
Yeah. No.
Have mercy.
I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but publicly
that's the whole thing. Leadership is not behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. It needs to come from behind the curtain and step forth. This is not the Wizard of Oz. This is the real world.
Yeah.
And Northam has not been there.
I'm running short on time, and I really always do appreciate when you come on the air. Do you mind if I ask you your opinion of this mayor's race in Richmond and what you think
not
will happen
all.
And what you think should happen?
Not at all. I said something to Mark Warner the other day. I said, Mark Warner, how can you tell me that you made an endorsement in this mayor's race? You don't live in Richmond. You've never lived in Richmond as a citizen. And how would you involve yourself in local elections? Ralph Northam made it. Now he is nominating people, supporting people to run in the city of Richmond. Mm. He's even endorsing council candidates in Richmond, Ralph Northam. So my answer to your question is it stinks. I heard somebody say something earlier on your show about the Coliseum. They hadn't seen somebody in the Coliseum. How can you go into the Coliseum and it's been closed for several years for no reason given? So it has backfired. I think that the people of Richmond see that they're not going to have the big boys continuing to call the shots for the people in the city of Richmond. The pandemic, look how people have been affected there. Where's the mayor been? Running a mass, running up a hill, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I have not made any endorsement, but one. And that is for a council person. And I've done that because that council person has always been on the line fighting for the people of the city of Richmond. I'm not
Who's
going
that?
To who it is. Reva Trammell.
Yes, okay.
And she's been there fighting for, and they've got
gubernatorial people endorsing her candidates. I mean, her opposition. Can you believe that? What does that tell you? So the answer to your question is, there's more involved here than just people wanting to have a mayor. They want to have control, and they want to control the people. I don't think the public wants that, not the people of the Richmond.
Your vote, of course, as a private citizen or as an elected official, is always private, but I'll ask you, and you can tell me that you're not going to answer. Do you know who you're voting for mayor?
I've already voted for mayor, so I do know exactly who I'm voting for. And as you said, my father used to tell me, I follow the Australian ballot. Who I vote for is a secret thing. My mother used to say, Robert, can't you even tell him? It is secret.
You
can let anybody know. So I guess you can tell one thing. You know who I didn't vote for.
That seems clear. I think I can read between the big lines there and tell.
I think you read quite well, Sir John.
I appreciate it. Former Virginia governor, former lieutenant governor, state senator, mayor of Richmond. I mean, he's done everything. Doug Wilder, I always appreciate the chance to talk to you. You've got decades of insight.
I look forward to seeing you again.
Us.
As soon as this pandemic rises, we'll be in person with you.
Yes, sir.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.